It's a big day for Fiat Chrysler. Today, the Italian-American automaker will outline a strategic plan for the next 5 years. The marriage between two once-troubled companies, Chrysler and Fiat, has surprised many in the auto industry by thriving, not just surviving. Now the company is looking to build on its strengths, as Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports.
5 years ago, Fiat agreed to a kind of corporate shotgun marriage with a fresh out of bankruptcy Chrysler. A lot of people thought Fiat's CEO, Sergio Marchionne, was crazy to do it. Dave Sullivan is an analyst with Auto Pacific. He also had his doubts.
It looked at the time like Chrysler was beyond any and all repair. I mean, think about the Dodge Nitro, the Jeep Compass. There were some pretty sad products.
But Sullivan says Marchionne apparently saw something others didn't. He first focused on transforming the biggest potential moneymakers, the Jeep and Ram truck brands. It worked. Today, the Ram pickup is gaining ground on the GMC Sierra, and the Jeep brand is an automotive rock star, at least in the U.S. Sullivan says there's a lot of consumer demand for the Jeep Grand Cherokee and the Wrangler.
They can't make enough Jeep Wranglers. The plant is running full tilt in Toledo.
Marchionne also threw more money into advertising to try to get people who had written Chrysler off to give it another look. The ads were good and created some buzz. Lots of people remember this one with rapper Eminem that ran during the 2011 Super Bowl.
This is the Motor City. This is what we do.
Somehow, Chrysler's new CEO, a guy who was born in Italy and grew up in Canada, knew the company could make Ram pickups quintessentially American, and that the slogan, imported from Detroit, could be a good thing. Chrysler sold nearly 750,000 Jeeps last year, but most of them were in the U.S. Marchionne says the brand needs to enter new markets.
We need to take that number across the world and really find out how far we can take Jeep. It is an incredible brand. I think it has incredible, unexploited international potential, and we need to take it there.
So, two brands down, two brands to go. There's a lot more work ahead if Chrysler and Dodge are going to win back customers the way Ram and Jeep are doing. And the Italian side of the company has its challenges, too. Richard Hilgert is an analyst with Morningstar and says Europe's recession hit Fiat sales there hard.
Marchionne had to turn around Chrysler and then had a similar crisis develop in Italy.
So, to the surprise of people who thought Chrysler was nearly dead, it was Chrysler that ended up paying the bills while Fiat sales plunged 40%. Now it appears sales are on the upswing in Europe. Richard Hilgert thinks it's time for Fiat to focus a bit on some other potential moneymakers.
Alfa Romeo and Maserati have a lot of global brand recognition that this company has not capitalized on.
But there's something else Dave Sullivan of Auto Pacific would like to know about Fiat Chrysler. That is, who will take over from Sergio Marchionne in 5 years? Marchionne is a kind of super CEO. He's known to carry six separate BlackBerries to manage his workload. He runs a company with two headquarters separated by an ocean and does most of his sleeping on planes.
We haven't really seen anybody kind of bubble up internally that could fill those shoes.
But for now, 5 years in, the corporate marriage between two struggling car makers appears to be beating the odds. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton.